Ms. Whitehorn, meanwhile, dealt with the eternal worries of women that they were not elegant or organised enough. Her most famous column, in 1963, defended all slatterns who had ever safety-pinned a hem, changed their stockings in a taxi, or seized some item back from the dirty clothes basket because it had become relatively the cleaner thing. She implied she was a slattern, too, though Rodine Cambridge, her dress sense and her darkly posh voice rather gave the lie to that. But at Devil May Careness, she did well. In How to Survive Children, she had two, chaotically balanced with work, she advised that bath time went better after a glass of gin. As for housewifery, no book of household management can ever tell you how to begin. Or maybe I mean why. Both columnists continued to a great age, thriving on long and generally happy marriages. Wisdom seemed to gather around them until both were national treasures. Their essential optimism was tempered. Dr. Watts's, by the beatings, abuse, and unhappily arranged marriages he was told of and could do nothing about, was Whitehorn's by the feeling that sex had come to tyrannize relationships. But the numbers of people they had braced with confidence were legion, and occasionally their advice was similar. To a woman worried about not being a virgin on her wedding night, Dr. Watson wrote, "Don't worry, your husband won't notice." While to a young bedsitter hostess cooking for a man, Ms. Whitehorn breathed, "Don't apologize and never ask. Is it all right?"